The shutdown is over for now. I didn't cry until I heard about the mice. Not when I heard about minimum wage TSA workers who couldn't afford childcare or gasoline. Not when I saw federal employees lined up outside food pantries in some Depression-era montage. Not when I heard about people being called back to work without pay, like 21st century indentured slaves. Not even when I heard about the potential of ruined credit ratings and lost homes that looms when paychecks are denied. I didn't cry when I heard the interviews with NASA workers whose daily data collection had been interrupted and compromised. I didn't cry when I heard about small ancillary businesses, gas stations, luncheonettes, preschools, suffering losses they would not recover. I almost cried when I heard how our national parks were profaned and vandalized, iconic Joshua trees destroyed, and how disappointed children who had made the pilgrimage to our nation's excuse for a capital were denied the long-anticipated sight of pandas and spacecraft. No, I didn't cry until I heard about those damned mice when the government researcher was finally permitted to re-enter her lab and found her whole team of tiny white research assistants dead in their cages.